Welcome to Journals of a Healer. Welcome to Journals of a Healer. Unleash your hidden genius. Many of you are curious about how unresolved conflicts from other lifetimes could possibly affect your life. Well, in Journals of a Healer, there are a number of, about 30 different sessions in which we actually contact other incarnations and discover what has happened to them that is affecting us in this lifetime and work through the issues with spirit help, of course, and things do change in this lifetime. And there, I've had a number of people calling and asking, how can this possibly happen? How could that make a difference when supposedly the life is over? Well, the life really is not. It is not ended and finished because think of our incarnations, in this particular incarnation, as a wave that comes on shore. And the ocean you can think of as your whole self, every single lifetime that you have lived, and the issues and the knowledge and the breakthroughs and the disappointments and all of the everything that happened that was a very significant importance to the consciousness is all in that ocean. And one wave comes on shore, and that is a lifetime, one separate lifetime, because certainly our spirits are too huge to squeeze into one small body. The memories that we don't even recall. For example, many people do have reactions to things that happened in their childhood that they can't even remember happening. But then also we have reactions to things that happened to us in other lifetimes that we certainly cannot remember. Rarely I've encountered people who actually spontaneously remembered other lifetimes and were able to work through the situations that are happening because of it. I mean, if you run into someone who was a persecutor of yours in another lifetime, you might just instantly dislike that person without knowing why in the world they bother you. And, for example, for myself, I was I had a great difficulty with heat. And eventually, as I probed into other lifetimes, discovered that I had died in the desert of overexposure to heat, and also to a bite by a rattler, and I went into total dry heaves when I got within a block of a reptile house, and had no idea because I'd never been bitten by a snake. I'd never been frightened of one or even had a close encounter with one, except a little green snake that about 6 inches long that a little kid waved in my face when I was in grade school. But my goodness, that's no big deal, you know. But when I worked through this encounter in the desert, in coming home from the Mexican-American War, then no longer was I suffering from, terribly suffering from heat in the summer. So I learned by personal experience how important this was. And I, for example, the very first person in Journals of a Healer, and really in my lifetime, that I had encountered who was in the midst of experiencing another lifetime. And most people call it regression, so we have to honor that term. But it was a spontaneous regression into another lifetime, and she was dying of childbirth, and in this lifetime she had to go to bed for 3 days every month when her menses were due, and after the experience when she made peace with this woman who had died, furious at her husband who hadn't showed up, and the poor guy, he couldn't show up because he was attacked by Indians and was lying dead at the side of a trail. And when she learned that and was able to forgive the husband and go peacefully into the spirit realm, or to be reborn into our energy bodies, she no longer had the problem. And she came in charging into class saying, "The miracle just happened. I had the very first wonderful menstruation in my entire life. This period just actually snuck up on me. I didn't have to go to bed for 3 days in total agony." So yes, this can happen, and it does happen more often than we can imagine. So how do you begin to connect with these ideas? Well, think about the times maybe when you walked into a room and somebody smiled at you and it was just instant love. There was just something about this person that you just could not possibly resist. You wanted them to be your best friend, and they had never even said anything to you or done anything for you. But think about possibly in another lifetime, you might have had a wonderful, wonderful relationship as two other people. And this is one of the things that we think of as kind of mysteries. You probably will never be able to explain it. The same thing with instant dislike. I mean, have you ever been introduced to somebody who smiled and held out his hand and you did absolutely wanted to get out of that room? You couldn't stand even being close to him. Well, maybe he was your persecutor in the Inquisition. Who knows? Or maybe he was your partner and cheated you and robbed you. Or maybe he was a wicked, wicked person who had judged you as a witch and burned you at the stake. So these things they are part of our consciousness. Anything that is in the consciousness exists and is permanent until we address it and we work it through. And that is one of the things that Journals of the Healer talks about. It talks about going through time and space and discovering what went wrong or what was very painful or what was so frustrating, literally working through with that incarnation and, of course, with Spirit's help, because Spirit really runs the whole thing. And once you do that, then, of course, when Spirit comes through with ideas of different ways. You can think maybe of different ways to play the scene. If you are an actor, you would might realize that you could take the same words and say them in with different inflection and different tonality and different emphasis, and find that it is a totally different scene that means something totally different to the person involved. So this is one of the things we do. And making different choices in different lifetimes is absolutely possible. And the amazing thing is my spirit guide, Stardust, always says, there's only one time, and it's now. There's only one place, and it's here. Because here and now is the only time you can possibly do anything. So when we take issue with the things that happened in other incarnations and offer suggestions as how to have to handle the situation in a different way, to avoid the pain, to learn the lessons the easy way instead of the hard way, to make peace with people that you had difficulty with, or to discover ways to push behind, back, and through, and behind the issues at hand, so that they would change the way that they reacted to you. Or to your other incarnation, shall we say. Then this happens on a consciousness level. Newspaper articles are not destroyed and rewritten. Tombstones are not changed. But the only thing that is changed, and the most important thing, the only important thing, is the consciousness. The major thing that I have learned since that first spontaneous regression in 1980 is that nothing that has ever happened to anyone, anytime, any place is important. The only thing that is important is how the consciousness is affected by that happening, by that event, and by those interactions. When you change, when you relive an event, the old reactions, the old outcomes, are all superseded, and the new reaction is now in place, and it is the legitimate. It is the only one that affects the consciousness. So, if your consciousness is being affected by something that happened in the 12th century, and you go back and rewrite the script, then the consciousness is no longer suffering from that particular those pressures, and those reactions no longer click in. The trigger has been disconnected. So that is one of the things that I wanted to stress, because some of the people who have read the Journals of a Healer inquired as to how in the world that could happen. So when you understand that the consciousness is the immortal part of us, the human consciousness. And that human consciousness, a piece of it, comes into a human body and then eventually leaves. So it goes back and takes the information, the all of the experiences and the learning, the knowledge, and the perhaps even fears and doubts back into the whole self, the cumulative wisdom and compassion of all lifetimes. Are there any questions about that? Okay. Here is a question that has been texted in. The question is, if this is the case, then why are we not all a better person than we were the last time? That is a very interesting question. Let's think of it this way. Suppose a person lived a very selfish life, in which they completely ignored other people's needs. They caused other people a lot of pain. They disappointed their parents. They disappointed their teachers, their bosses, whatever, by simply putting their needs above everybody. And had been possibly unintentionally, but maybe deliberately cruel, just because they didn't really care. And then when their spirit left the body, of course, the first thing that happens is that you begin an influx of a lot of the information that we have to set aside when we come to the earth plane. And then the person might, with this knowledge and with the very recent experience of that lifetime, saying, oh my goodness, how could I have possibly done that? Oh, how terrible. And well, I've got to make up for this. This is dreadful. And I have to suffer because look at all the people I made suffer. Maybe if I went back into another lifetime and I was raped and tortured, that would probably make up for this. So without seriously thinking it through, without any advanced spiritual knowledge coming into play, the person decides to go into another lifetime where they're going to be absolutely miserable. And, of course, that is not necessary. But a lot of us do rash things, and in and out of the body is not any different. If you have not taken the time to work with advanced spiritual guides to study and grow and build a greater understanding on the spiritual level in the spiritual world, then you will limit yourself tremendously. This is a waste, but it's kind of a human thing. And we are human, with or without a body. So I hope that answers your question. Okay, good. Thank you. Then So our next question is, who decides whether we should be punished or not? You know, I've never asked Spirit that, but I have gleaned bits of information in the way that Spirit has worked with people, with clients that we do take into other lifetimes. It seems that the decision is generally up to the spirit in question, rather than there isn't there is as far as I know there is no Supreme Court up in the sky judging, and it's strange that the judgment is prevalent in across many religious beliefs. But I do believe that in free will, and I believe that the spirit does choose the circumstances of, primarily chooses these circumstances or agrees to fill in the need that exists at the time. I am convinced, by the way, that the people who were, the huge number of people who were sacrificed in World War II, I believe they volunteered, because the lessons that were learned there in that period, time period here on Earth, could only have been learned in such drastic circumstances. The tyrants who threaten world peace today do not have the freedom of movement that Hitler did, because those lessons were learned then. So as we go through life, we then begin to learn that things are important, everything is important, but they are important in totally different ways than we might assume them. When you look at things from the great picture, from the spiritual level, you will find there are totally different values on the worldwide or the spirit wide scale that you cannot see on an individual level. So I hope that has answered that question, and I thank you so much for sending the question in. And I just would like very much at this point to take a moment and relax and feel the presence of your whole self. First, become very tense, very, very tense, and then collapse like a rag doll. Take a deep breath and float in. Float in. Very deeply float in. Floating into that secret, wonderful place where nothing can harm you in any way. Take that deep breath and flow and flow. Riding on the breath, connecting with your source, connecting with your greatness, connecting with your power and your love of life, of wisdom, of knowledge, of your purpose. And feeling recharged, revitalized, come back, come back. Stretch a little bit, stretch, and open your eyes and look around and see if you see things in a little different way. See if things are a little brighter. If the things that were troubling you seem less important now. You can do this anytime you want to. Anytime you feel overwhelmed, anytime you feel that you need to gather a little bit extra strength, try doing this. Try connecting. This is Mary Blake, wishing you a wonderful life. Signing off, love and light.